20 galamseyers arrested, equipment seized at New Ebirim. Meanwhile, Council for Scientific and Industrial Research reveals it will take 300 years to reclaim and restore lands devastated by illegal mining.
A state that it can be used in another form. But for us to return the land to its original state, it is very dicey.
Also coming up, minority to invoke Article 97 of the Constitution to compel colleagues from the majority side seeking re-election as independent candidates to vacate their seats when the House reconvenes on Tuesday.
That constitutional test is that the NDC minority must become the majority from Wednesday next week. I assume.
In business.
Government resumes servicing of Eurobond debts with first payments made last week. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And later in the bulletin, after 6 years hiatus, the ladies of Infantiman Senior High School are ready to make a mark in this edition of the National Science and Maths Quiz.
Expect nothing but the best from Infantiman girls.
I am Amisi Yamche Thompson. Stay for details. And this morning, 20 galamseyers have been arrested. An anti-galamsey tax force made up of Kotoku Environmental Tax Force has arrested 20 suspected illegal miners at New Ebirim in the Eastern Region. 18 Ghanaians and 2 Chinese illegal miners were arrested in the Birim North District for engaging in illegal mining. The miners were arrested at mining sites in Ebirim Roman Missionary House Down. The Kotoku Environmental Task Force retrieved 2 excavators, mining equipment, and 2 pumping machines in a special operation on Saturday. The intelligence gathering indicates that the Birim North DC, Honorable Raymond Nana Damte and Nana Adisahene, are the people behind such illegal activities going on over there. We'll get details of that in subsequent bulletins. Meanwhile, Council for Scientific and Industrial Research is predicting that it could take 300 years to restore the quality of soil devastated by illegal mining. Unapproved chemicals and heavy metals used in the mining have contaminated many farmlands across the country. Speaking on Current Affairs Program News File, research scientist CSI Al Soil Research Institute, Dr. Albert Kobna-Mensah, explained that the situation might worsen if steps are not taken to tackle the situation.
We wanted to see how many years it would take for the soil to sort of restore to its natural state. And we were trying to use some plants, which the process is called phytoremediation, to see how it is going to remediate the chemicals from the soil. And the calculation shows, if you want to get to the pristine condition, the calculation shows somewhere more than 300 years.
Well, medical doctor and toxicologist Dr. Bright Boafo-Bwama also revealed that it could take between 10 to 15 years to restore Ghana's water bodies polluted by illegal mining.
Another area where we have been looked at is the issue of antimicrobial resistance. Currently, most of the antibiotics are not responding because normally it's due to poor use of antibiotics or prescriptions. But it's been shown that these heavy metals also induce antimicrobial resistance. I think even if we should start now, it's going to take somewhere between 10 to 15 years to kind of do this. And I know there are some water bodies that cannot be restored. Others will have to be just closed, possibly not used for drinking or for farming or for any activity at all.
Still on the environment, President Akufo-Addo has commended the Ochehene Osagyefo Amuntia Ofori-Peni for a sustained campaign against environmental degradation over the last 25 years. He urged the Ochehene not to be disturbed by personal attacks against his person, but focus on his dedication to the service of humanity. Here's the president speaking. The president spoke at the Grand Derby to mark 25 years since the Ochehene ascended the stool 25 years ago.
Thank you. Adwuma a maso sɛ ɔde ba bɛyɛ na ɛdie
Osagyefo Amuntia Ofori-Peni, since his ascension to the Ofori-Peni stool, has been a lead advocate for the preservation of our environment and has led various campaigns against deforestation, irresponsible mining, and pollution of our water bodies. He must be commended.
I'm a carrier.
In response, the Ochehene called for a review of Ghana's governance system.
Centrality of governance is outdated. We need to decentralize this country, not tomorrow, yesterday. Yes.
And here they are, Chehene Osagyefo Amotia Ofori-Pinny. Now the police is on a manhunt for persons behind disturbances between NPP and NDC supporters at Mamobi yesterday. Calm was restored by the police after nine persons sustained injuries. It is unclear what led to the disturbances. We have a copy of a statement from the police, and Kojo Yangson joins me in studio with more from it. Kojo, what does it say?
Right, so this statement says that the Ghana Police Service has restored calm at Mamobi, a suburb of Accra, following disturbances between supporters of the New Patriotic Party and the National Democratic Congress in that area, which resulted in the injuries of nine persons. Seven of these victims have been treated and discharged, while two are still receiving treatment at the hospital. The police says an intelligence-led operation continues in order to get these perpetrators, who they have already identified, and they will be arrested to face justice, according to the statement.
Thank you, Kojo. The former minority leader and MP for Tamale South, Haruna Idrisu, has said that his side of the House in Parliament intends invoking Article 97 of the Constitution to compel colleagues from the majority side seeking re-election as independent candidates to vacate their seats. Former Minister of State and MP for Agona West, Cynthia Morrison, and two other members of Parliament are all seeking re-election as independent candidates. If the minority are able to succeed in enforcing Article 97, it may likely affect the composition of the NPP as majority in Parliament till fresh elections are held in those constituencies. Listen to Haruna Idrisu.
That constitutional test is that the NDC minority must become the majority from Wednesday next week. I assume, and this must happen if there is constitutional and legal propriety in Ghana, because any nuanced interpretation of Article 97 provides that if a member of parliament on a political party ticket like NPP defects and fails to be independent, that MP ceases to be member of parliament.
Now, at just 22, she was forced into prostitution to survive. Mafia quit hawking sachet water after a speeding car knocked her, breaking her legs. She's now compelled to accept offers as low as 25 cedis each night as charges. Emmanuel Jivanu has the rest of the story in the latest Street of Despair series.
I joined my friends in prostitution. Now, prostitution is what I do.
At just 22 years old, Mafia's life took a turn she never imagined. The streets became her home, and survival meant taking whatever work she could find, even if that meant selling her body.
Been into prostitution for 2 years now. I make between 100 cedis and 200 cedis.
Each night, she's met with demeaning offers disguised as opportunities. 25 Ghana cedis, 30 Ghana cedis, and at times, a mere 5 Ghana cedis.
Well, we'll bring you the full episode of that report in subsequent bulletins. Now, the ladies from Ifantuman Girls Senior High School are ready to ride the waves back into the limelight of the National Science and Maths Quiz after years of being lost to sea. Today, they are prepared to make a splash or a mark in their first contest against Zion College and West Africa Senior High School. Jacqueline Ansuma Yeboa is there. She'll be bringing us updates from the Central Region on this particular contest. And that's how we end the bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. I'm Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Business is up next on the Super Morning Show.